Simon Hoth, deputy chairperson of the SPLM-IO in Jungle Estate, says he is extremely concerned over what he calls continuous attacks by the SSPDF on SPLM-IO forces in Upper Nile State and other locations. Hoth says he fully supported the decision made by the IO leadership in Juba to suspend all their participation in the joint meetings until their demands are met and implemented. He says the SPLM-IO remains committed to implementing the peace deal as long as their peace partners in the government and other signatories are willing to do so. Hoth says dialogue should be the only way to resolve all outstanding issues.
Our fallout from the meeting, not because we don't want a peace agreement. We are committed to peace agreement. But we say let us dialogue. What they really ticket. Our position is only the decision made by the president and the whole attacks every time and people not sincere on what they have signed.
Last week, the leadership of the SPLM-IO, headed by Chairman Riek Machar, boycotted all meetings of the joint mechanism, citing the recent attacks on its positions by the government forces. Hoth says he is wondering as why the attacks have continued.
Why do people are still continuing and attack our proposition? We really support the decision that has been taken by our leaders. Now we need the people of Ikat and the people of the Triska and the people who have been looking after peace to get in. And get what will be the way forward, actually.
Jock Madut Jock, a professor of anthropology at Syracuse University in New York, says the current tensions among South Sudanese leaders creates more chaos and underscores the fact that the key signatories have not kept their vows to fully implement the peace agreement. He says they are also looking for an excuse to extend the transitional period of the unity government.
They will most likely use this opportunity to ask for the extension of the interim period. This is definitely something that people of South Sudan are not going to stand for, but that's what they are going to try. The current situation is very volatile, is very tense, and smacks a smell of war. But I don't think it's going to get to the level of any military confrontation.
Madut says the current tensions will likely affect peace agreement since most of the provisions have not been fully implemented.
The fact that the entire peace agreement has already stalled on the security chapter means that nothing else has been done. All the other chapters of the agreement have not been touched. And so any talk of implementation of the peace agreement is only just that, talk, and no substance to it.
A Bor Town resident who preferred to be identified only as Isaac for fear of reprisals blames South Sudanese leaders for dragging their feet towards implementation of the peace agreement. He says the entire 3-year transitional period has been wasted.
They already have a power sharing. They have already come to Juba. They have already sit down. And they are doing what the citizens don't know. These people have various chances of implementing peace and arrange their election.
Isaac says if South Sudan's leaders want to stay in power, the people will vote for them if they rule the country in the right way. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Juba.